because we're assuming it'll be the one that's still going when all others have finished. But Tiafoe's match is still in the early stages. This could still have another hour or so to go. Please get in touch with us. I'd love to hear from you.
Elizabeth says, "Hi, Empress and Lady E. So many seeds out in week one. Do you think we could have a seedless final in either the men's or the women's? Has that happened very often in the slams? I vaguely remember the Wimbledon final between Krychek and Malavir Washington in 1996. And Elizabeth says, "I think you may be in for a late one tonight."
I think you're right. I think we knew that from when the schedule came out. So yeah, we will be returning. Court Simone Mathieu very shortly. Victoria Mboku Madison Keys has left the court.
Merci beaucoup, mesdames, messieurs.
And that noise you can hear from the crowd is that PSG have won that Champions League
Merci
final. Remember the local team and a few people,
Merci.
I think, perhaps checking the score on their phones or listening. And it's a little bit disrespectful to Nakashima, who's trying to serve there and probably isn't aware of a football match happening in Budapest.
So when Madison Keys returns, we'll be back on court Simone Mathieu. Brandon Nakashima, second meeting between the two, the first went the way of Félix Auger-Aliassime. He is the fourth seed. Nakashima is the 31st. Nakashima, 24 years of age now, equaling his best Roland Garros with a third round showing in 2022 and 2026. And Félix Auger-Aliassime looking to equal his best because he reached the round of 16 in 2022 and 2024.
I feel like this is a different sort of a Grand Slam for Auger-Aliassime now. He's in a different position, different expectations from inside and from outside.
15-0.
The aces down the centre line, 10 minutes played.
He is someone who's struggled to really always replicate the form that he's had on the ATP Tour at Grand Slam level.
For service.
Clips the top of the tape. Going through the middle. Got married at the back end of last. He had that run to the semi-finals. I remember speaking to him. He said he had to change his suit fitting because he was still going at Flushing Meadows. But it wasn't long after the US Open. Really nice to see him realising his potential. Right, Madison Keys is back. We will just let them get underway with that deciding set. As I say, we like to keep the live tennis going. Inside in goes Nakashima. The lob is up from Auger-Aliassime. Nakashima should put this away, but as Auger-Aliassime is there with the backhand, the drop shot from Nakashima, the forehand cross court and reflex volley winner from the American.
Well, on the stretch from Nakashima. And I wonder if this is part of the game plan to try and get to the net as often as possible, kind of break up Auger-Aliassime's rhythm. We shall see as this match unfolds. Nakashima wearing a sort of aquamarine t-shirt top, white shirt, white socks. Auger-Aliassime in a very neat, sort of neatly cut dark blue top and white shorts. He always looks as though he doesn't really sweat, Auger-Aliassime. He's got that Roger Federer knack of looking pristine at all times.
Serves down the tee, the backhand through the middle of the court, the off forehand from Auger-Aliassime, backhand on the slide into the net. We'll take this to the end of this game and then we will return to court Simone Mathieu if Stefan has returned.
Well, that's a good point. Otherwise, you're going to start fiddling with knobs, and we know
it's
fraught with danger.
I'm not going to touch anything. 30-15, one all. If you're just tuning in, the fireworks are PSG celebrating defending successfully, I mean, they had to take it to penalties, but successfully defending, they are Champions League winners once again. Long from the Canadian.
So you will hear us refer to that as partly because you're going to hear fireworks in your effects mic and you're going to wonder what they are. If you suddenly switch on and hear bangs behind us, it will be fireworks. And you heard the crowd here on Court Philippe Chatrier when they got the news of that win for PSG making perhaps more noise than they've made so far about the tennis in this match.
30 all. Ogier-Leocine serves out wide, clips top of the tape again. It's Keys serving first in the deciding set.
Cara says, enjoying your commentary tonight while doing some journaling. It's a shame that either Keys or Mboko will lose this match. I'm rooting for both of them and I can't pick a winner. I think it's really hard to predict who's going to win that one.
Yeah, ace down the tee from Ogier-Leocine for game point.
Well, we have a Canadian. I think we've got lots of Canadians. But Matt has messaged us and says, I listen every day. Thanks for your yearly excellence. Mid-A staining a shed on Vancouver Island. I understand the bit about staining a shed. I didn't understand where mid-A... Is mid-A staining a thing? I don't know. How's your shed knowledge?
Not very good.
No, mine neither.
Game point for 2-1 for Felix Ogier-Leocine. Game points for Madison Keys. First game deciding set. Down the tee goes Ogier-Leocine. Hits the backhand cross court from Nakashima. A short backhand down the line from Ogier-Leocine, who whips his forehand back up the line from Nakashima. Cross court goes Ogier-Leocine down the line from Nakashima. Back down the line, but Nakashima is a little off balance. And he does not find the court.
Rob, who's one of our regular listeners, describes himself as an errant Canadian. I forgot to go back to the Great White North after my volunteer stint with VSO, with Voluntary Services Overseas, in the 1980s. I'm following your delicious coverage with relish while watching Canada versus Finland International Ice Hockey Federation semi-final in Zurich. L.A. Felix, L.A. Vicky, says Rob. French Open Radio at fft.fr on email, or you can message us on the X platform at radio_AG. Robert says, I'm a Canadian listening for Mboko and FAA from an in-laws wedding in San Francisco, USA area. T-minus 4 hours until the big event. I thought you were listening during your in-laws wedding. I thought you were probably going to get in trouble there.
Oh, thanks.
Jiminy says, I like seedless grapes, so I'd probably enjoy a seedless final.
Might get one.
Should I bring my scissors?
We are going to leave this match and head back to Court Simone Mathieu because this is very, very early stages, but we're very much invested in this match between Victor Mboko and Madison Keys. And the reason the fireworks sound louder here is because Court Simone Mathieu is in the Botanical Garden, which is a stone's throw from the Parc des Princes, which is where they had a big showing with the screens, and which is where obviously all the fans will now celebrate and want to gravitate to. So that is why you are hearing this noise at this stage.
And I would assume that probably one of the WTA supervisor or the tournament supervisor will have warned the players that this might happen this evening. So they're not alarmed by hearing that noise that you're hearing.
Game point for Keys. The semi-final in Charleston on the green clay. Then in Rome, it's a second round exit. She then played the Paris 1-2-5. It's a strange ending. She retired against Diane Perry in the final and there'd been like a 2-hour delay due to rain and Keys just called it. And then as I mentioned, this is the first set she has dropped at Roland Garros this year. Everything to play for between these two. Listening to Radio Roland Garros. Forehand cross court from Mboko. Down the line goes Keys. Backhand goes Mboko. Backhand line winner for Madison Keys.
Avantage Keys.
Better from Keys. Missed a couple of first serves in this game. And as we were saying, having been in such a strong position in that second set to wrap this up in straight sets, including those match points, she really needs to regroup, get herself back together. This is really a new match from here on in.
Francis Tiafoe's dropped the first set. So the 19th seed has dropped the first set to Jaime Faria of Portugal. There you go. That's how Keys feels about taking the scoreboard lead in the deciding set. If you'd like to get in touch with that, radio_RG, French Open Radio, FFT.fr.
How far do you think Félix Auger-Aliassime can go in this tournament? How far do you think Victoria Mboko can go in this tournament, assuming both get through tonight? Do you see Félix Auger-Aliassime as a contender in the seedless environment?
Aren't they?
I'm not sure that they're all contenders.
I think they are all contenders.
Every single man left in the draw.
Yep. For me, yep. So, right. So let's look at who they face. Round of 16, left-handed Cirundolo, unseeded Cirundolo against Matteo Berrettini.
Then both of them very tired, no doubt.
Faria and Tiafoe will face the winner of Arnaldi Collignon. Félix Auger-Aliassime or Brandon Nakashima will face Alejandro Tabilo, came through against Moise Kouame a little bit earlier. Kouame will now be celebrating because he's a massive PSG fan. So that's a wonderful opportunity. If you said to Auger-Aliassime or Nakashima, you'd face the unseeded Tabilo for place in the quarterfinals of Roland Garros, they'd have snapped your hand off. And then you've got Flavio Cobolli, the 10th seed, against Zachary Zvider, who's making his debut this week. Then you've got a toughie, Jakub Mensik against Andrei Rublev. And then it gets tougher. Casper Ruud against Joao Fonseca will have for the night session tomorrow night. Rafa Hodal against Pablo Carreño Busta. Then Jesper de Jong against Sasha Zverev.
Yes, there are some strong matchups. I mean, I would say that Ruud and Fonseca might both be considered contenders, but one of them is going to go out of the tournament. That'll be one to watch. Of course, we'll bring you all the action here on Radio Roland Garros. Likewise, Mensik and Rublev. I mean, this is a wonderful opportunity for Rublev in particular, who has struggled at Grand Slam level, to really kind of get that monkey off his back, if you like, because it is something that people always talk about with Rublev. He's so conspicuously talented. He's such a feature of the ATP Tour, but he hasn't quite done it at this level.
Game points for Victoria Mboko.
Beth says, hello from Minnesota, which makes me an honorary Canadian, depending on who you ask. She says, go Mboko, go Felix.
Very straightforward hold for Victoria Mboko at the start of this deciding set. She holds to love. Emily Moresmo, tournament director, is courtside at Simona Mathieu, watching the action.
Madison Keys just briefly paused and looked up at the sky as if to register how much noise there was going on. Not much anyone can do about the fireworks. It's just, as we say, something I'm sure the players were warned about before this match.
Forehand from Keys down the line. Too good for Mboko. Nodding of the head from Keys as she heads to the back of the court.
Quite an unusual situation. We used to be matches, there's always a match on the middle Saturday Australian Open, which was the Australia Day weekend, where they used to have to pause matches in the night session in Rod Laver Arena to allow the fireworks to happen over Melbourne.
Well, in Rome this year with the Italian Cup final, and there was so much smoke from the flares that it drifted onto Centrale and we had to stop play because the players couldn't see.
That's happened before in Rome.
Because at the Stadio Olimpico, it is part of the Foro Italico, people that don't know. So it's a very, very large sporting complex. 30 love. Serve down the tee, backhand through the middle, inside out forehand into the corner, lofted out by Mboko, driven out the air by Keys. The backhand back, a volley misses from Keys, who's just very bunched up. She's too close to the net. Matteo Arnaldi is gone out to a 3-1 lead in the fifth set after 4 hours and 30 minutes against Rafael Collignon. Keys serves down the tee. It's slashed back with the slice. The inside-out forehand from Keys. The high ball from Mboko. It's going to land in. Keys lets it drop, plays the off forehand. The backhand cross gone to the sideline from Mboko. The drop shot from Keys, or the short slice. Down the line, winner from Mboko. She saw it a mile off. She steadied herself, and she wins the point.
Hold up.
Really, from being down in that second set, Mboko has played with so much poise. On our monitor, we can see a very cute little girl who's positioned right by Mboko's towel box. And I think she might have got a little smile from Mboko as the Canadian went back just to towel down in between points.
Backhand cross court from Keys. Keys then approaches, plays the backhand volley, drops over. Here comes Mboko over the head of Keys. Keys manages to get a rack on it. So does Mboko, so does Keys. So does Mboko, and so does Keys.
A little bit of rat-a-tat-tat from these two women at the net. Keys is a very good volleyer and very comfortable at the nets. She's an exceptional grass court player, someone who's won multiple grass court titles. And also, as we were saying, has done very well at Wimbledon in the past. So comfortable with those sorts of patterns of play.
Game point, down the tee, off forehand, pushes Keys back into a slightly less than perfect forehand, gets more depth on that. Keys is coming in on a mid-court ball, finding the angle cross court. Then she's pushed back by Mboko, down the line winner from Madison Keys, who pumps her fist. She says, come on, and she walks back to her, about to say her box, to her bench. It's tough work out there for all the players, but temperatures are coming down, which is the good news.
They're certainly down in this commentary box, thanks to the newly refurbished air conditioning unit, and we're very grateful for that. Well, some of us are. Gigi's got a slightly strange thermostat, I think.
It's perfect, actually, this evening.
Ambient.
I do have a jumper in my bag, just in case.
Of course. Brian says, fireworks remind me of watching John McEnroe at the ATP in Cincinnati, Ohio, when the Kings Island amusement park closed for the night about a mile away. He was not happy. Thank you, Brian. Do keep your messages coming. Robsy says, great commentary. I'm sad that Arsenal lost. Well, succinct, Robsy. Thank you for that.
Reprise.
George says, hey, posh ladies. Loving the show, the banter, oh, and stuff about the tennis. Keep up the excellent work. Thank you, George. We are indeed quite posh. French Open Radio at fft.fr if you want to email us. And of course, you can also contact us on the X platform at radio_RG. I got the X handle right.
Normally get it wrong?
I have got it wrong.
Oh.
I think you were. Simon was teasing me. Because I may have hit a kind of wall last night of tiredness and mangled it.
Oh.
I think I called it runderscore. I just pushed all the words together.
Kind of works.
What could go wrong?
People know what you mean.
I think so.
Love, 1-2, Mboko centre of the box, inside in forehand. Picks up on the forehand from Mboko. Mboko is just defending for her life here. Hold and then Keys, the volley, lets her down.
She's now trying to replay the volley, just keeping the ball boy waiting. Here's what I should have done. Why didn't I just do that?
Love, 1-2. Mboko down the tee. The backhand block back. Mid-court ball. And this time it's Mboko next as she comes forward.
I think just slightly losing her footing on the loose clay.
Serve out wide, backhand stretch cross court, just wide. John Blom in the chair, overseeing proceedings. everything else sort of going along as it should. On serve on Philippe Chatrier. On serve second set on Susan Longland. Arnaldi now 4-1 in the fifth after 4 hours 90 minutes against Rafael Collier. Oof, round the net post goes Keys.
That's one of the better returns that Keys has hit so far in the bit of the match that we've been watching.
Serve out wide, block back on backhand. That is wide, way wide. And it's two games all in this deciding set between these two in their second meeting this year. This is the last match scheduled for court Simone Mathieu. There is still a doubles to get on court. Well, they've just got on, actually. So we've got, should have all the final matches on court now.
So was the doubles scheduled to follow this and they've moved it somewhere?
Well, there was the Sigmunds Bonareva doubles, but then Diane Perry, Fiona Ferragiv and walkover. And then on court seven, we've got the Brit Neil Skupski and his partner Christian Harrison. They're in the first set against Alison Herbert.
And the French pair leading 4-2 in that one.
Fifth game deciding set. Keys with the blue framed racket. Tosses up the ball. Serves down the tee and misses. Second serve. That one kicks up centre of the box. Allows Mboka into the point. Mboka with a double-handed backhand to the inside in from Keys. Forehand through the middle of the court and very deep from Mboka. Gets the mid-court ball, goes down the line with the forehand, scampers the backhand side, but great use of the court from Keys.
And Keys has the advantage of serving first in this decider. She's probably got the better serve of the two. There's nothing wrong with Mboka serving, but Keys has got probably one of the outstanding serves in the women's game, and I think that's been true probably for the last 10 years or so, if not longer.
Another big serve from Keys. High ball on the return. That bounce up, she's going to smash it from the back of the court. She nails it and moves to 30 love at 2-0. Remember at one point Mboka was a set and love three down, able to get it to the point where we are on serve in the decider. All the remaining matches on court now. We'll be here with you until the end of them. Half an hour for six games in the Ogier-Aliassime Nakashima match. Double fault from Keys. Serve out wide, sits up to be hit with the backhand of Mboka. Then Mboka spins the forehand cross court to the serves line. Forehand cross court from Keys, down the line and deep from Mboka. And then Keys, a little bit of confusion on what she was going to do, then gets the slice all wrong.
Well, her coach and husband, John Fratangelo, he's not very vocal, is he? He's not sitting there giving her a constant stream of advice or telling her what to do or how to hit the ball.
Yeah, I'm not sure that would be the best course of action. Forehand down the line from Mboka, then goes inside out with her forehand. She's in control at this point, Mboka, but what a line found with the forehand from Keys. Keys cross-court with the forehand, snap cross-court from Mboka, drop shot Keys. Here comes Mboka, whips it back behind Keys. Well turned around the point from Victoria Mboka. She has a break point in the fifth game.
Well, I can see why Keys chose the drop shot. I actually think that her ground strokes are so good that she might have been better just continuing to stay at the back of the court. And then having chosen the drop shot, she just didn't quite execute it well enough. It bounced up high enough and Mboka with plenty of time there.
Poca made her Grand Slam debut here 12 months ago and got to the third round as a qualifier. Lost to Zheng. Oh, she took that serve early. Oh, just misses. She's furious with herself because she changed up the tactics. And she's almost apologising to her box. They're like, what are you doing? I haven't done that all match.
I think it was also because she smashed a ball away in anger and it went flying.
To all juice. The PSG celebrations continue nearby as Keys smashes the first serve into the net. Second serve kicks up the forehand down the line from Boko. Cross court from Keys. Backhand cross court. Very, very, very deep from Boko for a second break point opportunity.
Beautifully positioned. It really cramped up Keys, didn't it, in the corner of the court.
His first serve misses wide. Second serve, what's Mboko going to do? She's not going to attack it like she did the last. She stays back, hits a double-handed backhand to the feet and the inside in from Keys. She switches it cross-court, then down the line. That was a rocket off the racket of Keys.
Vintage Keys there on that forehand side. When she times it right, when she's in the right position, when she has time, it's absolutely irresistible. He's just tapping into what she does best at this point. This is about fight and grit and experience and determination.
2 hours, 3 minutes, two break points saved. Serve that really just picked up off the clay, long off the return. Mboko thought about throwing her racket into the dirt.
It's messy doing that on clay, though, because you've got to clean the grit, you've got to wash your hands.
Boko shaking her head, not at the fireworks or the flares, just how she returned that. She's had breakpoint opportunities. Keys serves and misses. Someone's made a lot of money on firework and flare sales. Someone's done great business. That one kicks up and sits up and Boko gets it all wrong. She had two breakpoint opportunities. Keys is very relieved to have held serve.
As we were saying, you are going to hear those car horns and fireworks probably throughout this evening. Dave says, good evening, ladies. I've been feeling rotten all day. Oh, sorry, Dave.
Sorry, Dave.
Thank you so much for keeping me sane. He says he's a wee bit north of Inverness and he's in a bathtub.
Well, I hope you're feeling a little bit better.
Don't lose any more.
There's a little homemade poster that says Victoire for Victoria. Matteo Arnaldi's been broken back by Raphael Collignon. So Collignon serving at 3-4, 15 love. We might go there towards the very end, depending on timings with Mboko Keys, because we know that Ogier-Lissim Nakashima's got about 6 hours left in it. And Farrier Tiafoe is midway. Stefan, I'm not joking. And Farrier and Tiafoe is 2-2 in the second, but Tiafoe has break points.
Steve says, Steve from Maryland, enjoying the show so far. I'm going to be listening to Radio Roland Garros for the full 2 weeks. I'm a little bit sad, though, because I always go to the Saturday vigil for Mass. So I'm probably going to miss a little bit of the action this evening. Well, you don't put your headphones in. You might upset the priest or, you know, and upset a higher power.
Our match on Chatre will still be going.
That's true.
When you finish. We'll still be here.
Barbara in Michigan says, how do you keep your energy up during 2 weeks on air with the heat? With finding words to describe the action, with remembering names, our own, apart from anything else, Barbara. Or just in general, thank you for being our eyes and ears when we can't be present watching matches.
Backhand down the line, winner from Keys on the first point of the sixth game, which is on the serve of Victoria Mboko.
Well, Barbara, I think we keep each other sane, really. It's a great team.
Some of us.
degrees of sanity.
Serve down the tee. Block back on the forehand, and Boko comes and finishes it off.
And in terms of remembering names and information, there's an excellent service provided by a lot of people on the ATP Tour and WTA Tour, provide notes and information about, you know, who's, how many times players have played and what their record is this year. We also rely on the excellent Roland Garros website, which is a source of really fascinating information, and we can get stats there on first serve percentages and so on. So there are lots of resources that we can tap into, and really it's a privilege in terms of how you keep awake and not getting tired. It's a privilege to be here. We're very lucky to get to do what we do, and we're really lucky actually that you're all listening to us.
I'll ask you that at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning when we're still here doing Felix.
I will be wired with jelly snakes, bouncing off the walls and full of excitement.
Stefan's having his dinner now. It's dinner time. It's
what's he having?
What are you having? Salad. That's very healthy. Did you make it, or did your you made it? Keys with the forehand, cross court onto the service line, cross court back and deep from Mboko. It's game points Mboko for 3-3 in this deciding set. Forehand cross, the down the line is all, but cleverly Keys goes back behind with Mboko on her way to cover the line, and it's 40-30.
Well, from Keys' point of view, that's what she needs to tap into. There's a reason why she was a set and a break up in this match, and she needs to tap into how she got there.
Looks like a good salad.
Well, Stefan is a
like
man.
Lots of different bits in it, not just sort of leaves.
He's a man of many talents.
Yeah, I'm finding this out. The cooking one I'm finding out. I know about the other talents.
He's quite good at fiddling the knobs and keeping us on air as well.
He's very good with the knobs. Oh, he doesn't think he's very good. And as we know, he'd fix a lift if we got stuck in it. But not the lift he was stuck in. Actually, that's right. You've given him the job of fixing the lift, but he couldn't fix the one he was stuck in. Forehand misses wide from Mboko, and a fairly straightforward what looked to be holder serve. It's now juice.
I think if Stefan was stuck in a lift with all of us, I think he would have extra incentive to fix the lift.
I think I would too. I think I'd be helping Stefan. It's 5-4 on serve, Ogier-Lyusema Nakashima.
Mark says, listening to the fireworks in the background reminds me of years ago watching Jimmy Connors pausing between serves while flying jets passed over a stadium court during many a US Open. Interesting to see how this celebratory distraction affects the players on court at Roland Garros. Please continue the wonderful coverage. Many thanks from Canada. Well, thank you for listening, Mark.
I think the only court it would affect is this court here, Court Simone Mathieu, because of the proximity of the Botanical Gardens to the Parc de Princes. But Amélie Mauresmo is courtside, in case I imagine there's any questions or worries. But as you say, they were probably alerted to the fact before, and they're just getting on with things. High forehand down the line from Mboko, flattened out by Keys, clips top of the back her own side.
And it may be that due to the fabulous audio that we have here at Radio Roland Garros, that we're hearing it more loudly than they are on court.
No, it's going to be loud there.
But I think we're probably hearing it more loudly.
Do you think so? Than the players on Simone Mathieu?
Yeah, I always say this about when players make noises when they hit the ball, grunting, as some people like to call it. But it's actually when you're on the court, you actually hear it much less than you do through the television or when you're listening on the radio.
An ace for Victoria Mboko gives her a game point, looking to lock them in at 3-3. It's 5-4 on serve Arnaldi after 4.5 hours on court 14. We will try and get the end of that match when it looks like it's going to end. And Francis Tiafoe did get the break in the second set. He is a set down.
Double fault from Mboko, taking us back to juice.
Ace followed by a double fault. Three serves missed in a row. Key steps a little bit closer to the baseline. Second serve sits at the forehand, is thundered back just inside the baseline from Keys, as it is from Mboko. Mboko with the forehand going cross court. That's short. Forehand down the line, approach from Keys. Keys comes forward, doesn't need to play the approach.
Advantage.
She has a point for 4-2.
First time in a while that Keys has been in the ascendancy. Can she take advantage here? What's she going to do with this return of serve?
Serve out wide, backhand cross. That's a lovely backhand from Keys. Hit the top of the net and it nearly snuck in, but it doesn't. Keys is marking the mark. But there's confirmation of the scoreline. Keys has the break in the decider, 4-2 she leads.
Well, it hung in the air in a tantalising way, having hit the net cord. And the nets are very taut here, aren't they? They're strung very tight. So if the ball hits it, what we're seeing is that they go flying.
Yeah.
And a little... It's not so much luck for Keys that it landed in, but more that... bad luck from Boko that it didn't land.
Four two. Keys misses by a long way that first serve. Keys a 19th seed and Boko the 9th. Keys centre of the box, a forehand leathered back and long.
Kind of back to where we were halfway through the second set when Mboko needed to break the key serve, needed to dig her way out of trouble. She did on that occasion. Can she do so again?
Backhand cross court from Keys, inside in from Mboko, right down the line from Keys. Through the middle goes Mboko, as does Keys. Forehand up the line from Mboko. Still on the forehand, but it's long from Keys. And it's 15 all.
If you're just joining us, Coco Gauff is out of the tournament, the defending champion. Beaten by Anastasia Potapova earlier this evening. A long three-set match. And that's why the night session on Court Philippe Chatrier just started a little bit late.
Forehand snap back to the feet of Keys, who redirects down the line. Beautiful line and length from the American.
Meanwhile, on Court Philippe Chatrier, 5-5 in the first set between Nakashima and Oje Aliassim.
30-30 Arnaldi Collignon. Either going to be a game point or a match point after 4 hours and 36 minutes. Keys, 30-15, serve down the tee. Snap back very deep from Boko. Draws up a short ball for the Canadian to attack with a backhand cross. Got the inside out forward from Keys. Oh, that's good. There's heavy hitting from Madison Keys for game points for 5-2.
We're kind of going to, if she can convert these game points, it's going to feel like a healthier lead than it actually is. Still only a break of serve, and Mboko has shown she's very capable of breaking the American serve.
Keys out wide with a serve, thunder back. If we can possibly nip over to court 14, because it is a match point for Matteo Arnaldi after 4 hours and 37 minutes. The Italian, who received a wild card into Rome, not converted, because that cheer is for the Belgian Raphael Collignon, the marathon man he's becoming, who saved the match point. It's now juice.
Well, a peach of a serve from the Belgian into the corner of the court there. What a serve under pressure. Match point down. Back to juice now.
Let's see if we can see out this game. And then we will then we'll head back to Corts Momenti, and then I promise we will return here. I walked past this court on my way in, and yeah, not a seat. The roaring, the cheering, the everything.
I think Court 14 has been the place to be. It's had a lot of really fascinating matches. It's been packed out every time I've walked past it.
Ace out wide, of course it is. And he roars to the crowd. He discards his spare ball and says, I want to hear you even more. Give me more. Give me lots, lots more. And we will give them more attention shortly. But we must go back to Court Simone Mathieu, because Victoria Mboko is serving to stay in the championships. Oh, and it's back to the fireworks.
I thought for a second there, they'd stopped.
They won't stop for hours.
No, I remember last year when PSG won, it went on through the night.
He inside out forehand, backhand down the line, forehand back up the line from Keys, and Boko must hold here, put the pressure on Keys. Oof! She dug out an inside out forehand from her hip.
Clever play. Now 30 love in this game. As Gigi said, serving to stay in the tournament.
Snap back off the returner serve. Pop back up. Oh, no. She used the pace of the return of serve for the drop shot that just landed on Keyes' side. Look at this. She absorbs the pace, pops it up, cuts under the ball, drops it over, wins the point.
Well, she almost stunned the ball there, didn't she?
Serve out wide to the feet from Keyes. Backhand down the line from Boko. Oh, what a hold.
Good. Boko.
From Victoria and Boko. Now, the task, she did it before in the second set, she has to break the serve of Keyes, because Keyes, Madison Keyes, is serving for the match in a place in the round of 16 at 5-3.
Keyes, remember, had match points previously, was up in that second set. Couldn't convert, didn't convert, and Boko held firm. What can Keyes do now? What has she learned from that experience?
Keyes serves out wide and misses. That's a very short serve, and she got very lucky.
I mean, somewhat lucky, but also maybe a smart play. Maybe giving Mboko something different to look at, maybe surprising her by serving a little short there. Either way, 15 love up.
Contesting her 51st career Grand Slam main draw, Madison Keyes, as she plays the forehand cross court onto the sidelines. A little bit short in the service box from Mboko, and Keyes misses with the enormous forehand line.
Well, Keyes has got such a big game, and this has always been a feature, that when the radar is slightly off, it looks much worse than it is. Because she hits the ball so hard, there's not much margin. And if it's out, it's way out.
It's 5-all. Juice, Ogeliasim Nakashima, after nearly an hour. Boko with the forehand. Down the line it goes. Inside out forward. She's missed it. Keyes has missed it. This is now an opening that Mboko will be looking to take advantage of.
Weren't we here an hour ago? Feels very similar, doesn't it?
It's deja vu, isn't it?
The Keyes serve just slightly malfunctioning.
Husband Bjorn having a little mutter. 2 hours 19. Keyes serves down the tee. The inside out forehand back. The off forehand from Keyes. Keyes lofts up a moon ball. Boko lets it drop and hits the inside in. Keyes scurries the forehand side. Boko is dictating in this point. This drop shot, the slice from Keyes, another slice from Keyes, a double-hander down the line from Boko, who wins the point and has break-back points.
Well, Bjorn Fratangelo is keeping anything he's feeling under his hat, isn't he?
That's wise.
I think that's wise, because it must be so frustrating. And it's not like Keyes is doing it on purpose, but she's had opportunity after opportunity to just bring this win home.
Second serve for Mboko to attack to get us back on serve in this deciding set. It's 6-5. Arnaldi has held. Keyes serves out wide. Mboko with the forehand down the line. Backhand swung into the net very tamely by Keyes. And would you believe we are back on serve? But as Eleanor said, it's very similar to what we witnessed unfold in the second set.
Keyes was 15 love up in that game. Just couldn't quite convert. The serve just deserted her. And then it's almost as though she misses a couple of first serves and she loses all confidence in what it is she's trying to do. And maybe that's a legacy of not having had as many wins this season. It hasn't been a great season, as you said. Stefan, meanwhile, has just tried to cross the room while leaving his headphones on, which has been very entertaining for Gigi and I. Sadly, they didn't ping back as if they were a piece of elastic, because that would have been quite funny.
Right, the Keys fans letting themselves be heard. It is still somehow 5-5 in juice on Philippe Chatry. The scoreboard is not broken because I am seeing them running around below me.
Sarah said, it's very festive hearing the fireworks in the background. Are they part of official shows or are residents shooting their own fireworks off?
I'm not
familiar with fireworks regulations in France. I think whatever the regulations are, I'm not sure people are abiding by them when it comes to fireworks.
Oh, there's no regulations out there this evening.
Sarah says, love the coverage, and she's in Colorado.
It's just chaos. 4-5, serving to stay in the set, having broken back. Keys nets the forehand, looking to go the highest part of the net. If we suddenly get a sudden turn of events on court 14, we will nip there. Collignon serving to take them to a deciding set tie break after 4 hours and 44 minutes, and he's at 15 love. And Boko serves out wide, double handed backhand cross court to the off. Oh, that was beautiful. The backhand onto the line from Boko for 30 love.
Well, that was a Keys-like point, wasn't it? Nail the first serve and then first strike with the next shot.
4-5, 30 love. And Boko serves that wide. Sits up, knitted. Keys again. Game point. Backhand stretch. Does she switch? She does. It's the perfect game. Absolutely perfect game from being a breakdown, and Keys serving for the match. Victoria Mboko has levelled us up at 5 games all deciding set.
Well, I love this about Mboko. It's almost like, come on then. I'm gonna be excellent. So you've got to be better than that. You want to actually beat me. It's fine. You can get into a winning position. That's fine. I'm going to come up with games like that.
This woman's got a lovely poster, and the cameras are trying to get a shot of it, but she's just sort of hugging it rather than holding it.
Is that the Victoire for Victoria?
Keys. Got to get herself going here. You might hear a few sirens like that throughout the evening. Serve down the tee, the off backhand onto the sideline again. She's taking Keys out of court. Surely she goes down the line. No, she goes back behind. Keys is waiting with a forehand. Who does go down the line? The scampering backhand is long from Mboko. I think she's wondering why she went back cross court when the line was open.
Letting out a bit of frustration, just gently whacking her racket on the court.
It is a tiebreak, in the deciding set. On 14, we will make our way there in due course, but it's first to 10, so we've got time. Brandon Nakashima's broken Felix Auger-Aliassime after 56 minutes. Inside out forehand from Keys. Forehand cross court from Keys. Into the from Boko. Thought about lobbing her racket at the clay, but thought better of it.
As a reminder, this will go to a match tiebreak between Keys and Mboko if they can't decide it before that.
Towers 25. Down the tee, bit in the wrong service box for Keys. Serves centre of the box. Forehand snap back to her feet. Forehand down the line from Keys. Keys with the backhand down the other wing. Keys inside the baseline. Little footsteps, the shuffly footsteps going cross court with the forehand. Then she goes light. Oh, she misses it. Gets it all wrong. Middle of the tram lines. 5-all, 30-15.
Suddenly opportunities here again from Boko. It's basically like we are replaying the second set.
Yeah. Our Keys fans will be hoping we're not. Serve out wide, lofted up high by Mboko. Keys settles herself and goes wide.
Well done.
What price a big first serve here for Keys.
Serves out wide. Snap back to her feet. Does she go line? She goes back behind. That was clever. Really clever play. Saw the slight move from Mboko.
Game point to get a nose in front for Madison Keys.
Keys serves down the tee. The forehand slight framed miss hit. That is 6-5 Keys. And we are 2-1 on LD with a mini break on court 14. We're not going to go there because then we'd have to pull you away from it and that would be cruel. But if Mboku holds, we'll then go to court 14 because they're going to have time before they get up to speed.
Well, Brandon Nakashima serving for the first set against Felix Auger-Aliassime, leading 6-5. But he is love 30 down, the American. So Auger-Aliassime hoping to take this to a tiebreak.
Francis Tiafoe, oh, he was a break up in the second, but now it's 5-5 with Jaime Faria of Portugal.
Tiafoe seeded 19, so is there a danger of yet another seed going out of the tournament?
I was going to say probably rather than possibly. Chances are we're definitely losing one from this match, and it's the ninth seed who is serving to stay in the tournament against the 19th seed. Nearly 2.5 hours on the clock. Can Victoria Mboku take us to a tiebreak? 4-1 now, Arnaldi against Collignon in their first to 10 after 4 hours 50. Mboku serves out wide. It's thundered back. She tried to switch it cross court, but such was the ferocity of the return that Mboku was helpless. Keys 3 points from the win. Serve out wide. Sits up. Mboku takes her time with her backhand. She places it cross court onto the service line. Mboku looking to go back cross court, and it's love 30, and she's digging herself a fair old hole here.
Well, Keys only just got that return back into play. It was slightly miss hit, and it really leapt up on Mboku. And from that point on, the Canadian was rather on the back foot in that rally. And missing the first serve now.
And missing the second. Match points. Madison Keys after 2.5 hours of play.
Well, Mboko's worked so hard to fight her way back into this match time and time again.
She wasn't even waiting for the crowd to be quiet. Keys asked her to wait. And she's missed. She's almost going a little bit too quickly. Serves into the centre of the box. The forehand is back by Keys through the middle. That's good and deep from Mboko. Has to hit that forehand again. She's not giving any width to Keys, but that, come on, is Madison Keys. 2 hours 30. It is the 19th seed. There's a nice embrace between the two at the net. I'm not sure we'll get to hear from Keys because I'm just looking at that tiebreak.
Qualifiée pour les huitièmes de finale à Roland Garros, Madison Keys.
I think we have to go to court 14.
Great win for Madison Keys and a sobering day for Victoria Mboko. She can be proud of the way she fought, certainly. And worth noting, she is still a work in progress. She is still a raw talent. She would have learned plenty taking on Madison Keys, a Grand Slam champion, and pushing her all the way.
And as Sophie has just reminded us, that's her tip for the title. Five, three, Arnaldi, Annie's serving. Oh, we're getting a different sound from the horns from this end of the site. Serve down the tee. That's a heavy serve, driven out of the air. Collignon is over this forehand volley from Arnaldi. The backhand, the pickup from Arnaldi. A defensive volley from Matteo Arnaldi, who points towards his box. And the Italian shouts, Vamos. His first meeting between the two. has now lasted 4 hours and 53
Six,
minutes.
One.
By the way, it hasn't been a great few minutes for Canadian fans because Brandon Nakashima has won that first set against Felix Auger-Aliassime 7-5.
Merci beaucoup. Merci.
Serve out wide from Collignon. Must hold point this for the Belgian on his serve. Hits the ice too deep. Too deep on the backhand. Hands the point to Matteo Arnaldi.
Rebel point, 6-3, Arnaldi.
Well, very sporting from Arnaldi there. He went over, inspected the mark, and then put his palm down on his hand as if to indicate that was in, actually.
Collignon down the tee. Comes in short ball, goes into the corner. The lob is up from Arnaldi. It will not find the court, and he closes the gap just a touch. 6-4.
Well, as I say, it's an even more sporting gesture when Arnaldi then goes on to lose that point.
Serve down the tee. It's a big old serve. Collignon has drives the ball out of the air. Arnaldi reads it. Volley has to be played by Collignon. Arnaldi gets it. Loops it over the head and in. That was pure magic from Matteo Arnaldi.
We're not going to see many better lobs at this year's Roland Garros than that one, especially under so much pressure. It was beautiful across the angle of the court, almost on the diagonal. And wonderful work from him. On the backhand, looping it over Collignon's head.
Seven, four. First to 10. Years of age, Matteo Arnaldi. Sitting at 105 in the rankings, has been as high as 30. We know the talent is there. And he's 2 points from the round of 16 in Paris. Has been here before in 2024 when he was at his highest of 30. Had that really great run through the spring into the summer. Got a wild card into Rome this year because the ranking wasn't high enough to make the cut. But this would equal his best Grand Slam result also at the US Open. That was the year before in here.
Now, court 14, absolutely rammed. Full of people, buzzing. Lots of Italian fans, no doubt, but also the Belgians. There's a great tradition here of Belgian tennis fans coming to watch their heroes and heroines at Roland Garros.
I think that nearly shocked Arnaldi. He seemed to sort of step back as if, see, what on earth was that?
I think it was like a car backfiring.
Yeah, someone sort of starting their celebrations. Well, they do block the road outside of Roland Garros, so shouldn't be too many of those around. Serve out wide. Collignon is a long way back, but he has time to get in with the backhand crosscourt onto the sidelines. Backhand crosscourt down the line goes Collignon. Arnaldi slides into his off forehand backhand, heavy backhand from the Belgian. The slice from Arnaldi. Arnaldi with the forehand slaps it crosscourt, short ball. Crosscourt from Collignon. Slide down the line from Arnaldi. Crosscourt and wide and slightly wild from Raphael Collignon to bring up match points for Matteo Arnaldi.
Catherine Arnaldi. Merci beaucoup.
2 minutes shy of 5 hours. Serve out wide. It's a big old serve as a firework goes off inside in. Cross court winner from Matteo Arnaldi. There's been some touches of magic